Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I wanna live with the cinema. Love Earth Tour. July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and another touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday, a presentation of KSL Sports. KSL
Sports. Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans, for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in Cougar Sports Saturday. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte with you. We're watching the NFL draft right now. Pick 157. It's day three. It's just...
we're in the minutiae. As a kid, I would watch this.
Yeah.
Now it's hard to justify it.
That's fascinating. That just hit home with me because the same thing for me. Like, oh yeah, I'm watching day two of the draft because it used to be Saturday and Sunday. We used to like have to get up early in the morning to watch the NFL draft. Now it's prime time. It's this made-for-TV spectacle.
I would sit on the couch from morning till night on day one of Saturday morning.
And then my dad would then chime in and go, well, you had it easy too because I had to watch it Tuesday at 6 a.m. back when it was in the Marriott in New York or whatever. It's like, Dad, could you just – that wasn't on TV back then, okay? Just stop, okay? Like, they don't care about that. Yeah, we don't care about like the Dolphins and like the 80s and 70s.
You know what sort of bothers me about the NFL draft? Is that when we were watching it growing up, it felt more about, like, it was more draft content, not a TV show.
Yes.
Now it's just a TV. Like, you were breaking down players, you had the highlight packages. Now, like, the whole draft is just the pick is in, and we're waiting for these guys to finish their thoughts. And it's just not as fun to watch. Like, I don't know. Maybe
I'm
just reminiscing the past, but
I agree completely. It's kind of been catered more to, let's just call it what it is, like the casuals.
Yep.
Like, hey, this player got drafted. Here's his somber human interest story.
Yep.
That'll give you pull on your heartstrings. Like, just let Mel cook. Let Daniel Jeremiah cook.
Yes.
And let him just break it down. All right, you got this guy. He's going to be a three tech. He's going to come in, be an instant plug-and-play guy. Like, you look at his film, make you know, a little bit inconsistent, but he's got tons of potential. Like, that, just let that happen and play the music in the background.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Like, that's all I need. I don't need the theatrics. Like, I don't need some crazy NFL fan decked out in all this random gear, this massive oversized hat in late April. I don't need that. Like, just, I don't need the podium. Like, I don't need Taysom going and announcing a pick. Just announce the picks on the ticker and just break them down. That's all
yes,
I need, but
yes,
that's not the NFL
yes,
anymore.
I'm with you. All right. We teased some BYU football.
Ooh, this is juicy.
This was completely out of left field, and to have some context on what we're about to discuss, here was Aaron Roderick at the end of spring football talking about that position battle we are all watching so closely, the quarterback room.
Will you consider adding another quarterback in the transfer portal post-spring?
No.
That was our own Mitch Harper there, asking the hard-hitting questions. Will they add somebody? A definitive no. And then we get the news this week that Aaron Roderick and the staff have went against their word and added a quarterback to the room. The floor is yours, Mitch.
Yeah, that quarterback, Mackay Hillstead from Utah State, started in four games last year for the Aggies as a true freshman, originally from Lehigh, Sky Ridge High School, very productive player in high school, but undersized. 5'10", didn't get an offer from BYU out of high school, but productive athlete, dual threat player. Good athlete, and he showed he can be a college starting quarterback during his brief moments before injuries at Utah State last season. This is an interesting addition, Matt, because it was reported by 24/7 Sports he had interest from SEC, Big Ten, Big 12 programs beyond BYU, Utah included, were pursuing McKay Hillstead, and he comes to BYU. And you know what, Matt, I love this addition. I think it is a great move for BYU because I think on the surface, I think Cougar fans look at it and go, how many quarterbacks are you going to carry? It's that saying of if you got four quarterbacks, you got none, right? Like, or if you got more than one, you got none. But to me in this spot, you know, I think they're admitting where they're at as a quarterback unit. Like, it's not perfect circumstances. You would love to have Zach Wilson. You'd love to have Jaren Hall. You'd love to have any of the greats you've had in the past. But I think that they understand that this is not a perfect product. But if you can add a player that's based out of Utah County and he's got D1 starts under his belt and he's got potential to maybe be something in college football, you add that guy. I'm all for this move because I feel like, Matt, beyond fall camp, this is a quarterback unit where you are not married to one guy. This is not like Keaton Slovis last year where...
No, it's the opposite.
It's Keaton, and then there's a massive gap between the second guy and him because experience and just the talent. All of these guys have kind of the same resumes. They've now got four quarterbacks in their unit, Matt, that have FBS starts under their belt. Gary Bohannon, Rhett Slaff, McKay Hillstead, and Treyson Bourget have all started games at the college level. And to me, it's like, okay, Rhett Slaff, you get to start against Southern Illinois. If you don't look good that week or in game, make a change. I feel like it just gives you these options. And again, it's not ideal, but I'm okay with it. I love that they added another quarterback. I think it's a good move.
I loved it as well. I thought it was not the best decision by Aaron Roderick to just definitively say no to you. Then he should have said, we really like the room, but if the right situation comes along, we'll take it. And I think where this move is really a good one is maybe not so much this year, because I think it's going to be very hard for to get him up to speed. If he gets action this year, things went south in a really bad way, and none of us want to see that happen. What I love about the move, though, is he's got a lot of eligibility left. This, to me, is we're finally bridging the gap between the now and the future. There is somebody here who maybe he just kills it and plays this year. That's not out of the realm of possibility. But going forward, you feel like you've got a legitimate prospect now that can become the next starting quarterback, because I don't think that person's here. And maybe it is. Maybe it's Ryder Burton. But and this is no offense to Ryder Burton, and he could very well be a really good quarterback for BYU. He didn't have the recruiting prowess and excitement that we are accustomed to having. Jacob Conover did not pan out, but he had that, the four-star. He had the Alabama offer, like he's the next thing. Well, when that didn't work out, we haven't had anybody since then. And now I feel like you can plug McKay Hillstead in there and say he's really dang good. He's got a lot of eligibility. Maybe he gets thrust into action this season. If not, he is that guy that is the next starting quarterback for BYU.
He went for 400 passing yards against a top 25 James Madison team in his first career start. And last year he was dealing with a little bit of an ankle injury. Then he suffered a concussion against UConn. McKay Hillstead's battled injuries, and I think that's one of the knocks on him, is that he has been injury prone from his high school and college playing days. But I just think that this is a guy that could honestly, I think at some point this year, be the starting quarterback for BYU this year.
But That would be bad.
And I don't think it'd be a bad thing because, again,
really,
I feel like Kalani has always laid out the messaging of every day you're going to compete. And what's tricky about the quarterback spot is that you're not going to give four guys first-team reps in fall camp.
No.
But I feel like McKay Hillstead's good enough to where you say you make this a three-man race this fall. But I think regardless, again, if you have a disastrous game, if one of these quarterbacks has a terrible game, I feel like you got to be aggressive if you're the staff and say, okay, next man up.
I would love that. It's just that does not happen at the quarterback position.
But I just feel like last year you couldn't do it because it was Keaton Slovis, and then there was no one with experience. This group has four quarterbacks now who have started FBS games. Bohannon, if you don't have it against SMU, okay, next week it's going to be Hillstead, or next week it's going to be Retzlaff. I just feel like, again, that's not ideal because you want that stability at that position, and the great BYU teams have always had that structure. But it is what it is this year. And I think what also helps with getting Hillstead is you look at BYU's recruiting. Since NIL became a thing in 2021, to your point about Ryder Burton, they have always gone for the under-the-radar guys. They haven't landed those heralded prospects that scream to you, this is the next big thing. Noah Lugo was the same thing. You look at the 2025 cycle, it's becoming the same deal. They're going to probably turn to guys that have offers from FCS teams or low-end, you know, group of five programs, because most of the top quarterbacks are already off the board nationally. They had that one prospect, Grady Adamson. He committed to Georgia Tech during the spring. They've missed on some guys already. There were some quarterbacks from Texas that visited during spring ball. They're already off the board, committed to other programs. BYU is already missing on many of their prospects. So I think this became Hillstead, you add him, because 2025 might be light once again on your quarterback high school recruiting. Let's add this transfer because, to your point, long term, it gives you another young arm that you can maybe say this could be a starting quarterback. Look, maybe I'm just kind of getting carried away with the moment and saying this year he could play, but I'm not ruling it out. I think he's talented enough to where he absolutely could play, and I'd be okay with that. And I think he could win ball games for BYU.
I don't disagree there. I just say where it would be bad is that. In a scenario in which this team goes to the bowl game, into a bowl game next year, I believe it is that Jake Retzlaff is healthy, he is improved, and he's the starter for the whole year. That gets you to a bowl game. If that does not happen, it's bad because then you're on the quarterback carousel, and you don't know what it can yield. But that is I don't mean that as an indictment on Hillstead. Everything you said about Hillstead, I'm on board with. I think he's got the talent. He might be the most talented quarterback in the room now, but he hasn't learn the offense. He hasn't been there. There's not the chemistry there yet. So I hope for his sake he doesn't have to play, and then that maybe next year there's a true battle, Hillstead, Retzlaff, and we'll see what happens. I would love it if it's week to week and you got to play. I think that would be fantastic. That would be crazy if it happened, Mitch. It would.
Look, it's extreme. It's an extreme line of thought, but I just feel like none of these quarterbacks – I think the ceiling with any of these guys, at best case scenario, they get you to 6 wins. They're all kind of on even footing to me, where it's like, look, if you don't have it against Southern Illinois in that week 1, if BYU fans have to suffer through another performance offensively like you had against Sam Houston, you got to make a change, because you can't have another just losing season where you go 4 wins, 5 wins, say, it's okay. Depending on who the 5 wins are, maybe that could still be good enough to take care of jobs. But
there's only scenario in which 5 wins is good enough. You know what it is.
You don't want back-to-back losing seasons. And I feel like the best case scenario for any of these QBs is 6-7. But if they can get it right at the quarterback spot, this team can be good enough to get you 7 wins potentially. Because look, we've learned with these Big 12 teams what you think you might know about them. They're always good enough for a head-scratching performance where Oklahoma State blows the doors off Oklahoma, but then they get rocked by 42 against UCF. You go, what in the world just happened? This league is so strange. But I love the addition of Hillstead. I think that guy's got a lot of ability. I remember he was, as a high school recruit, he had some workout, I believe, at the IPF. He shared the videos on social media, and it was just like with a trainer. But I just remember watching that arm tail and thinking, this guy has got some ability. It's just his knock is that he was undersized, like 5'9", 5'10", growing up. And they got a little bit of a spurt where I think he's 5'10 and a half right now, but still undersized. Like, we were talking this week when he was added, outside of Ty Detmer, is there any other BYU quarterbacks that have been under 6 feet? Like, there's not many that have been full-time starters. It's not common. But look, Hillstead, he's trained by Dustin Smith, who worked with Jaron Hall all those years ago. I'm intrigued. I love that BYU was aggressive and said, we're going to add this guy. We're going to make it happen. Like, even though it might ruffle little feathers and say, why are you adding this player? I love the move from Roderick and Kalani, because I didn't think they would do it. I didn't feel like they would add another quarterback. I thought they would stay true to their word and say, we're not adding anyone. But Hillstead becomes an option. You got to kick the tires on that and make that thing work.
Let's keep talking quarterbacks on the other side, because we're just scratching the surface on what this means and the impact that it could have. We'll continue this BYU quarterback talk coming up next.